the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
All right. Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve Gruber here on the Steve Gruber Show. You know what? You can check us out on social media at Steve Gruber Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Visit stevegrubershow.com. Drop us a line there. Let Steve know how I did today. Say nice, pleasant things. Little sweet nothings that Steve can put in his memory bank. And remember, if he ever needs to go hunting again, just call on Jeff Wiggins to fill in. Greatly appreciate it. All right. Well, we're going to continue. Another issue on campus. Not so much the intellectual dishonesty that we saw with the Ben Shapiro incident out at Ohio State University, but something a little more serious, definitely something that deserves our attention. Joining me on the other end of our line to talk about it is Nashville, Tennessee attorney Michelle Owens. She is a managing partner at Aggie Owens & Cooper, focusing on defending male students accused of sexual misconduct under Title IX, but more specifically, focusing on making the process of that, a horrible situation like that a little fair, and make sure that everyone is heard and the truth is found. Thanks for joining us, Michelle.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, this is continue to be an issue. Obviously, we have, in light of the Me Too movement, there has been a much needed focus, on sexual assault, especially when it comes to our campuses, and obviously on many campuses, the problem is there. I don't think anybody's going to disagree on that. But one of the things you try to focus on is making that process more fair, because, you know, it's not all the time, and it's not even a majority of the time. It's a slim minority of the time. But still, you have situations where someone makes an accusation against a student based on sexual assault or something to that effect, and essentially, that person's life is turned upside down, and you know, in very few circumstances, it's a case of misidentity or simply making it up, and you know, we still operate in a system of due process, and that's what you're working towards.
Yeah, right. And you know, it does happen on college campuses, but it happens a lot less than what you hear in the media. Rape and sexual assault is not nearly as prevalent. The real studies show it's more like 1 in 1,000, not 1 in 4. And let's be honest, if it was 1 in 4, none of us would send our daughters to college. I mean, that's ridiculous that anyone would think that it's 1 in 4 rapes, you know, happen on college campuses, because then it's almost child abuse to send your kid to college.
Right.
You know, you don't do that. You don't put them in that situation. So we all know that's not real. But the problem is, it's become, you know, something of a status symbol. You know, everyone wants to join in the Me Too movement, and so people are going so far as to make up things that happen or to exaggerate the events that happened. And it's become a real problem, and we do need due process. And, you know, due process is just fairness, and you shouldn't have to argue for that in America, but you do on college campuses. But it really helps the accused and the accuser if you have due process, because it also protects the girl from having her past sexual history brought up or having to repeat the story hundreds of times in front of people she doesn't want to talk about it in front of. So there are reasons that we have these due process protections, and we need them to be stronger.
Well, and I think we saw a prime example of why these reforms are necessary with the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. I mean,
yeah,
obviously,
and, yeah,
very serious.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say just a very serious situation. And regardless of who is telling the truth, both of their lives are turned upside down and will never be the same. And this will be the focus of them anytime they're brought up ever again. This is going to be the focus, and they're going to be called into question. Their truthfulness and their accuracy on the story is they're always going to be called into question.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that the Kavanaugh hearings really did get most of America's attention, because I think regardless of what side you were on, if people are honest, they would say, this is not right. This is not the way this should be handled. You know, why is this coming up now? You know, it just doesn't look good. And why is it coming up in the media? There were too many things that were a little bit weird. And to watch this man that everyone said these great things about, and all of a sudden, you have all of these women who are saying that he raped them, you know, 20 years ago, and everyone was kind of like, well, wait a minute, you know, that doesn't seem right that we're doing this in the media. And it was just a prime example of what happens to students in college every day. That is exactly what happens. It was a real-life illustration for everyone, and I think they kind of got it.
Well, and I think, you know, we were starting to find out that some of the stories that came out about Brett Kavanaugh were somewhat fabricated. I think, you know, the Senate Judiciary Committee and the FBI's report wasn't able to find a lot of the information that was told, and in fact said some of it was flat out wrong. But don't want to get too much into that. But I guess the focus more on campus. Now I have two daughters and a son. My wife is pregnant with our fourth, and so I'm gonna see it from a couple different directions of sending my kids to college campuses. As a father, you know, I want all of them to be believed. You know, I'm gonna try and raise them right, and you know, obviously they know right from wrong. And if they're coming to me telling me that something happened or something didn't happen, I want the university to have a system in place where they're innocent until proven guilty, or they can be believed if they're telling the truth.
Yeah, and that's what I think everybody probably wants. They just don't know they want it until it happens to their student or their child. And I also have a boy and a girl, and when they go to college right now, I'm more worried about my son than I am my daughter, because any girl can say anything, and he doesn't even have to have gone out with her, and she can make it up, and, you know, she'll be believed.
Right.
And there's really not much you can do about it because of the way that the system is right now and the way Title IX is progressing. And hopefully the new changes that are coming out any day now will make a big impact in the manner in which things are handled on campus. And, you know, we want it fair for the girls, too.
Absolutely.
And I say girls because it's usually girls that are the accuser, but not always.
Right. And I mean, it stretches even beyond campus. And we'll touch on this real quick. We have about a minute left here. But you cite in some of your writings the incident at the corner store with the young child who was accused.
Nine-year-old child.
Nine-year-old child. Accused by a hashtag corner store Caroline for touching her inappropriately. The video footage then proved otherwise. And she apologize for it. But I mean, the fact that, what if it wasn't on video? And then you had this kid who was accused, a 9-year-old accused of this.
And he didn't even know what sexual assault was. You know, his mom said she had to explain it to him. And, you know, she wasn't saying he brushed against me or rubbed against me. She was saying he grabbed her.
Right.
So she was blatantly lying about what happened. And then you see it on the video, and everyone is kind of astonished and angry. And if it hadn't been a 9-year-old, I don't know that people would have been that angry. So it kind of put it in perspective, I think, for everyone. A child who doesn't, who probably didn't do that and doesn't even know what it is. You know, he brushed up against her accidentally. And then there was one with a student who wrote a love letter, and he got charged with sexual harassment. He was also 9. I mean, that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. Michelle Owens, managing partner at Aggie Owens & Cooper down there in Nashville, Tennessee. Michelle, thanks for coming aboard and talking about this. So here on the Steve Gruber Show, we like to fearlessly pursue truth, and I think that's what you're doing. Thanks for offering your story. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. We're going to take a short break here on the Steve Gruber Show here on this beautiful Michigan Friday. Well, we'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the 5 signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit mifma.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.